Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And hello, everyone. Hello, I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to the Kay and Gus Show here on GoPro Radio Network. Boy, I'm looking at the new banner here in the studio, and it is fantastic. Anyway, this is the show where we are going to be talking about news, information, and educational issues, and we are heard locally and nationally and globally. So I want to say a good hello to those people who are listening to us from South America, from in the Alps, and also in where else? I don't know where else. Yes, in some parts of Europe. So we thank you for listening in, and thanks for the emails. And hopefully you will contribute in some other ways by listening in and calling in for us here on the Kay and Gus Show. Well, want to announce that there is going to be a tribute for Gus Henningberg, my partner. And that tribute is going to take place, it's going to be taking place in September on the 15th. So we will be giving you more information about the tribute to Gus Henningberg that's going to be taking place at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on September 15th. And we will give you a number to call because that is an event that's being sponsored by the African American Chamber of Commerce. So we will be talking to them and giving you lots of information. And I think we do have a person who's calling on, holding on. So let me go to this number just in case. So hello, are you on the air? Hello, are you on the air? Hello.
As soon as yes.
Yes, are you on the air?
Yes, this is Audrey. I think I'm on the air.
Okay, Audrey, yes, you are on the air. How are you? Audrey Gavin, who is one of the members of the women, Black Women for Obama.
That's correct.
Yes, glad to have you. So where are you calling from, Audrey?
I'm calling from Metuchen, New Jersey, Central Jersey.
I see. So you were calling in that big rain that happened a little while ago, right?
Yes, it looked pretty ominous.
And it had gotten dark, and then rain was coming down so hard, I said, wow, am I going to have to, do the show from home or what? But no, everything's fine. So listen, tell me a little bit about the organization, Black Women for Obama.
Yes, Black Women for Obama is a grassroots organization, and we're dedicated to the reelection of President Barack Obama in 2012. We saw in the 2008 election that we played a pivotal role, especially in the Southeast, and we'd like to repeat that. We'd like to do it again in 2012.
Okay, and how do you tend to do this? Is your first time with an organization regarding a political candidate?
Specifically, yes, I guess, yes. I have campaigned for Bill Clinton, but not at this level. This is the first time I'm actually acting as state chapter director.
Wow, terrific, terrific. So what are your duties? How are you doing this? I mean, how are you going about organizing or coordinating? You want more people to join the coalition, I would imagine, this women's group? Is that it?
No, sure. We have a bunch of coalitions. We're working through civil rights organizations. We're working through community groups. I'm doing a lot of campaigning through Facebook, recruiting in New Jersey. I'm going to emails. I'm going to events all over the place. The response has been at times overwhelming. It's been really terrific.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're carrying a torch, and people see the torch coming. They hear the beat. They hear the drum beat. And they want to get on board.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, in other words, if people wanted to get in touch with you, because now you are with the New Jersey chapter, is that it?
That's correct. I'm the state chapter director for New Jersey. Uh-huh. There's several ways they can get in touch with us. They can go to our main website at blackwomenforobama.org. There you can join. You can also join the New Jersey chapter at blackwomenforobama.org/nj.com. You can join there as well. You can also like us on Facebook at either one of our Facebook pages, Black Women for Obama or Black Women for Obama-NJ. We'd love to have everybody.
There are a number of ways that you can get involved with the organization.
Correct. We have one person, Shakira Lee. I think she'll be joining us. She's a blogger. Then we have another person that specializes in websites. We have people that specialize in messaging. We have people that are really good in talking with other people. We're also partnering with the Kim Good Group out of Elizabeth. She does wonderful event planning.
Now,
so we have
person be out in Elizabeth?
Excuse me?
Who would that person be in Elizabeth?
Her name is Kim Good.
Kim Good.
Kim Good. She's an event planner extraordinaire, and she's also the funeral director for the Nesbitt Funeral Home.
You're talking about Kim Nesbitt?
Yes.
Yes. Good friend.
Kim Nesbitt Good, yes.
Good friend of mine from years and years and years ago. Hello?
Yes, she's wonderful. She's wonderful.
I know. She's a good friend. You'll be talking to her at a lot of times. So what about the different issues? When you talk to people, when you go and share this information with people who have leanings toward Obama anyway, I mean, what are the kinds of things that you talk about? What issues do they bring up, if any?
Most of the time they talk about well, he's not doing a good job. A lot of times they're not specific. They hear the messaging that has been put out by the Romney campaign.
How do you deal with that kind of thing if someone says to you, you know, and that person just happens to be African American? How do you answer if they say, well, he's not doing a good job? I mean,
that's a good question. One person was like very negative Obama. He didn't do anything. I went on his Facebook page and I posted a spending growth by presidency. And it has the average annual growth in federal spending. And it lists all these presidents, 10 presidents. And at the bottom of federal spending was Barack Obama at 1.4%. It was led at the top of the list by Eisenhower, but I think it's 8.2% if I'm reading this correctly. So I didn't hear much from him after that.
What about current issues that are really more down to earth, more grassroots? I mean, has anybody ever said to you, for instance, what is he doing about education? What is he doing about the economics? What is he doing about women's health care?
I hear a little bit more about women's health care, but I guess economics is at the heart, at everybody's heart. I discussed, you know, another posting I had that says President Obama has cut taxes for small business 18 times. Mm-hmm. President Obama has cut taxes for the typical working family at least $3,600 over the 14 years in his term. So things like that, people have to actually stop and listen. I also look at the economy. You know, we have this discussion about the economy, and this recent discussion, this controversy about Bain Capital and Romney's term while he was at Bain Capital. Well, it may be controversial when he actually left. We're not really sure. You know, it goes back and forth. But for me, questions still remain about Romney and how it affects our community, his tenure while he was there. For instance, how many people of our community were actually affected by the outsourcing? How many people from our community had tenure there? You know, people of color. Was it a substantial amount of time that people had there, or was it a turnover for last in, first out? How many people were in management? So those are the types of questions we need to be asking of Romney because his job performance.
Yeah, Audrey, with the black women for Obama, how are the women responding to you? What are the kinds of questions that they want answered?
Questions mostly about, I guess, the health care. People don't ask a lot of specific questions, but they want to know about the health care. They want to know about glass ceilings, how it's going to affect them.
Anything else?
That's all right now.
Mm. All right. Now, what kind of events are coming up in the future? What are you having? What can we expect?
Well, the projects for the New Jersey chapter, I'll tell you about some events. We have a boat cruise aboard the Cornucopia Princess Cruise Line as a salute to President Obama and Michelle Obama. That will be August 17th. That will be a fundraiser. We have a prayer breakfast. Also, September 8th at the Renaissance Hotel in Elizabeth, there will be a bus to the Democratic National Convention.
Where is that going to be?
The prayer breakfast at the Renaissance Hotel in Elizabeth.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
1000 Spring Street.
And that's the one on August 17th?
No, that's the boat ride is August 17th. The prayer breakfast is September 8th. You can check online prayer breakfast for presidentobama.com. Mm-hmm. And you can get some information. You can download a flyer.
Okay, let's go over these the current events, you know, once again. So you have an event coming up on August 17th, is that right?
That's correct. It's a boat cruise.
Okay. And what is that?
It's a boat cruise aboard the Cornucopia Princess Cruise Line.
I see. And where is that going to be?
That's going to be out of Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Okay. Down at the port?
Yes, it's going to be in Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Jersey Avenue.
How can people find out more about this?
The boat cruise, they can actually contact me, I guess, at my email address, AudreyGatling@blackwomenforobama.org.
Okay. All right, Deb, give that to us again. They can contact you at what?
Audrey, AUDREY, Gatling, GATLING, at blackwomenforobama.org.
Okay, what about a phone number? Is there a phone number that we can reach you?
732-906-2088.
All right, can you give that number again, Audrey?
702-906-2088.
Okay, let me do that again. 732-906-2088. 732-906-2088. I'm sorry, because I'm not hearing you correctly. That's why I'm asking you to repeat it. So.
Yeah, my apologies. Area code 732.
Yeah.
906-2088.
2088, or 2088, right?
Correct. Yes, that's it.
Fine, that's fine. Now, how many other,
events? I have one more event I'd like to tell you about, and then I'm gonna tell you about our project that we're doing.
Let me ask you. How many other organizations or chapters are you involved with at this particular time? And are you encouraging people to set up their own coalitions or what?
Well, most of the coalitions already exist, and we partner in where it makes sense. So it may make sense for we have a few people in this organization, maybe a fraternity or a sorority that want to do voter registration. They may have the manpower. We may have the expertise. A lot of times we lend on the services and the expertise of Obama for America, OFA, the official campaign organization for the Obama campaign. So we may do something like that.
Okay. All righty. Okay, Audrey, thank you so much. And
okay, thank you.
Number out again for Audrey Gatling, who is with the Obama from Black Women for Obama organization. And she is the state, what again, Audrey?
I'm the state chapter director.
You're the state what? I'm sorry?
I am the state chapter director.
State chapter director. I'm sorry, I keep getting somewhat of a little static here. The state chapter director. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You can reach Audrey Gatling, who is the state chapter director for the Black Women for Obama Coalition, I should say, or organization. And her number is 732-908-2088. Once again, that number is
702-906-2088.
906-2088, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Audrey.
Okay.
So we can find out more about the Black Women for Obama organization, okay? Terrific.
Sure.
Okay. All right. And that is with Audrey Gatling, who is the with the Obama, the Women for Obama. And joining me in the studio right now is, who are you, lady?
I'm Sandy Revis. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great now. I couldn't find a parking space, so.
Yeah.
I'm happy now.
It's a little difficult in this area, but we were just talking to one of the ladies who was, with the Obama for, Black Women for Obama. I keep stumbling over those words, Black Women for Obama.
Right.
And really, they're really moving with this. They are really getting people very much interested, in the campaign, and they're setting up all kinds of things, events and whatnot, to introduce people, and not to introduce people to the fact that the president is running for the presidency again, but to make them probably, a little more outgoing, a little more energetic, a little more, with it, because there are a number of issues that have come up that he's going to be fighting against. And one of them is the issue of, fairness for, the gay community.
Absolutely.
And that this is an issue within the Black church. However, in talking to a number of ministers, they say that this is not going to affect re-electing the president.
Oh, yeah, no.
All right, because not everybody's going to have, these kind of, agree with everything coming out of the church or everything that he does. Mm-hmm. But they know full well the importance of getting out the vote and not adhering to this voter repression.
I know, I can't believe it.
Is that
yeah,
amazing?
Because
yeah.
I'm really kind of disappointed it took so long for people to be more straightforward with saying exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to hide and say that they had to do with this voter fraud issue,
mm-hmm.
which, as it turns out, is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to be very, I guess, vigilant about it. We have to make sure that everybody, no matter what your requirements are per state, per city, that you find out about it now, and then you can work on it while the federal government is supposed to be interceding and coming up with some things to try to challenge what we call voter suppression.
Yeah, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, make sure you try to block
mm-hmm.
the black vote with as
exactly.
much force as you can. That's exactly what this
whole
thing
is. That's exactly what it is.
All right. And what we have to tell people, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and thanks for co-hosting with me today, by the way.
I appreciate
really,
it. I'm
so
privileged. I had a great time last time, and I'm looking forward to now. I'm not as nervous as I was the first time. I was looking forward to this.
Uh-huh. That's good. I'm glad. Well, actually, right now we're waiting for another person from the black women for Obama, and that would be Shakira Ali. I expect her to be calling in soon. You know what was happening that I have to tell everyone is that we had rain here, and so
torrential.
You know there was really torrential rain, and I was thinking that people are going to really have problems. And since, as a matter of fact, I was thinking that I was going to have a problem, getting here. But lo and behold,
I showed up.
No, and not only that, lo and behold, the rain stopped.
Yeah, because I didn't know we were going to get flooded out there for a minute.
Yeah, because the rain was coming down pretty hard,
mm-hmm.
and then there was lightning, so that didn't make things too attractive. Also,
yeah, and it was dark and spooky.
Yeah.
And lightning and thunder, that's what gets me, the thunder. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I better just park the car.
But anyway, we are here and we're talking two members of the Black Women for Obama mm-hmm. campaign. And I think it's really very exciting because it is important mm-hmm. that
Absolutely.
We completely support mm-hmm. President Obama.
Yes.
Not because he is black, but mm-hmm. yes, it is because he's black.
That's a major part. Yeah.
So I'm telling you that right now. But because the fact that he is an excellent president.
Exactly.
That's the deal. He is
a
Democrat.
Best. Mm-hmm.
And he believes in people having a fair share.
Mm-hmm.
He is not involved with outsourcing any kind of jobs, to other mm-hmm. countries like mm-hmm. Romney is.
Oh, yeah. Romney's a piece of work.
That's right. I'm not saying what kind.
Mm.
But anyway, also, we're still waiting for Governor
mm-hmm.
Romney, Mitt Romney, to, give his full information about his taxes.
Exactly.
And why won't he do that?
Why won't he do it?
Yeah.
Because everybody else has done it. And he says that what John McCain has given 2 years, but he still hasn't given his full 2 years. And then they come out with the same rhetoric with, he's given 500 pages. Well, if your one tax year return has 500 pages, whoop-de-doo, where's the last one? Where's 10-11, 10-10?
Yeah. What are you hiding?
2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of jargon, a bunch of around the way to avoid answering the question.
You know,
they don't give you a direct answer. They start with talking about anything else besides what has been directed towards them when it comes to Governor Romney's tax return.
Absolutely. And that's really amazing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
I
can't see why people would really support the information that he's not giving.
Exactly.
See, that really makes me very suspicious of him.
It really does. Because
To run for the presidency of the United States, you are going to withhold information?
Exactly.
And how is it that he is allowed to do this? Why isn't his own party questioning him? Suppose he's going to be putting them in a bind.
Well, Governor Romney doesn't want to give his papers, but trust me, people of color, he's going to ask you for your papers.
Of course.
When he sees you, so if I have to get my papers, he's going to have to give his papers as well.
Absolutely. And there also is the fact that, he has so much money behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, the Republicans are caught in a time warp.
Yeah, they are.
This obvious voter suppression kind of thing.
Yeah.
They have actually, in a number of states, changed the voting rules and regulations.
Yeah.
You have to have a picture ID.
Picture ID.
Well, a lot of people from other countries, maybe they do not have picture IDs yet.
Yes. And older people as well.
Exactly.
Might not have a picture ID.
Older people, a lot of them don't have that. But they do have identification. So therefore, a lot of the states, what has to happen within our community is the fact that whoever is listening, you have to, you know, you're going to be finding that the states are very involved in this, very involved in getting people to get out the vote, just like when Obama was first elected. It has to have that kind of groundswell once again.
Exactly.
It's even more important for Obama to be reelected, you know, now, because let him continue with the things that he has started.
Exactly.
You know,
because he has had an opportunity to go through with all of them, because he's been blocked everywhere he turned. So we need to give him more time to complete his mission.
Yeah.
I mean, when they keep talking about all these unemployment issues, well, who's unemploying people? Who's letting people go? Such as state employees, such as they're trying to get rid of a lot of the postal workers. And there is a, I think, an item that's coming up. We're supposed to be calling your senators about.
Yeah.
To make sure that our mailmen are still able to deliver the mail. And my father was a mailman.
Yeah.
My nephew is a mailman. Mm-hmm. And my husband is a mailman. So, you know, I have a definite vested interest in keeping those jobs going.
Of course.
And this all has to do with a 2006 law stipulation that was passed by Congress where the postal service people have to have an inordinate amount of money given to the federal government. And more so than any other aspect of our workforce.
Absolutely. Okay. And now, Sandy, I think we now have another caller, so we're going to go to that line right away. Hello, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Shakira. Shakira, how are you?
You are also with the Black Women for Obama group organization. Am I right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
I was asked to join the group, and was happy to do so.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak just maybe a little louder or something, or maybe we'll
turn equipment
a little louder?
Is this any better?
This is a better, I think.
Is this any better?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
So anyway, when did you get in the? I know that you're an activist, Shakira. So we've known each other for a long time. So when did you get involved with the organization?
Well, I actually was alerted to the fact that the group had organized and was operating in New Jersey. Muneen Jackson had asked me to join the group. I know you know Muneen from many years ago, also an activist and attorney who's since relocated to Maryland, but she thought that I would enjoy doing some blogs for the national website, so I have done that, and I have, because you know, I love to reflect on the news of the day and just kind of sound the alarm about what's going on with this campaign. I really I feel very strongly about the president being reelected, not only because I think that his vision for our country is a strong one and a positive one, but because Mitt Romney is quite dangerous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So.
What are the when you go out to talk to women, and are you doing that within the organization or what?
Well, when I'm asked to, of course, you know, Audrey Gatling, who is our state chair, has been very effective in reaching out to organizations around the state. She hosted a quite a vibrant meeting about 3 weeks ago in Edison, I believe, and there were women from all over the state who came to talk about and to get involved with Black Women for Obama. Our objective is to make sure that as many people as possible are registered and that they actually come out to vote. And so that's kind of what I talk about. I just talk about the importance of coming out to vote. There are a lot of people in our community, for whatever reason, who seem to be a little bit disillusioned about what they thought the president was going to be able to deliver. I'm very concerned about that, because I know how important it is for people to actually not just support the president, but actually come out and vote. I mean, I think that the reason that we have Governor Christie in office right now is because people were angry with Governor Corzine. Well, you know, you might be angry with him. You might not like all the policies that he, you know, that he supported, or he might not do all the things that you want. But elections have consequences, and we are living the consequence of people mm-hmm. not coming out to vote for Governor Corzine. So
yeah.
The same is true. You know, the same thing will happen if we don't get President Obama back in office. I mean, I'm scared to think about what will happen.
What are some of the things that people are saying about problems that they may have with the president? I don't understand that.
Well, you know, I think that there are a lot of foreign policy. Well, there are a lot of foreign policy initiatives that were actually put in place before President Obama came into office, and he, I think, kind of maintained some of those policies, and maybe even, you know, just augmented them in some ways. I mean, you know, the drones, for example, the drone flights over Afghanistan and Pakistan. People are not happy about that. I understand that. You know, people are not necessarily happy about the policy that he has continued with the State of Israel. People may not be happy about, the initiatives that have occurred on the African continent. I get that, but you know, here's the thing: if Iraq gets in, we can magnify those things by, you know, 10 times, 100 times. I mean, Romney has interests and ties with the military-industrial complex like we don't even know about, and if he gets in, believe me, anything that President Obama has been doing that you don't like overseas, you know, just get ready. You know, it'll be magnified 100 times. Mm. You know, but you know, my interest is our domestic goals. I heard your conversation with our state chair Audrey Gatling, and you know, you were talking about women's health. You know, right now this governor is jeopardizing women's health care, and of course black women are going to suffer from that inordinately. He's not going to the support from the federal government, and it's going to result in Planned Parenthood clinics being shut down, and restrictions on the way that women are going to get contraceptives and so forth. These things are going to impact our community like no other.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right. You can be angry with the president all you want. Still, get out and vote for him is my
That's
attitude.
Right. Do you mm-hmm. find that sometimes people are naive regarding politics and how mm-hmm. it works?
You know, I guess naive is one way to put it. I would say that they are just
informed.
Just not fully informed,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, you know, and just not really understanding. Politics is a blood sport. It really is, you know, because people play for keeps. You know, you ladies were talking earlier about, Romney's tax issues. Well, you know, there is so much. We don't have any idea how much money that man has because of all the ways in which he is using offshore accounts. And the reason why people like Adelman, who the billionaire, the billionaire casino owner, the reason why he's ready to spend $100 million of his own money, which is, you know, that's about like a tip, you know, a large tip. You know, for most of us, he's ready to spend $100 million because essentially he wants to be able to make a phone call to the White House to get answers and responded to. You know, he's not alone. The Koch brothers they have interests in energy and military industrial activity that, you know, they want to make sure that those, that their phone calls get answered, and that they, and that policies support their profiteering in those industries.
Yep,
and
they
so,
have,
you know,
just it's involving their money.
Exactly.
And they
exactly.
are really
I mean, you know, they're paying for
yeah.
their stuff. They're paying for their government.
And, you know, maybe we should explain, you know, what voter suppression is, Shakira, so that people completely understand exactly what's happening with, you know, the different laws and the different rules and regulations that some of the states are putting in place right now to keep our vote from being counted.
Absolutely. Pennsylvania.
Hello?
You know, right now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Pennsylvania, right next door to us. I live in Trenton. So Pennsylvania is one state wherein we, the president, may lose access to maybe as many as, see, I don't want to be ridiculous here, but I want to say 300,000. I think that was the number I heard. He might lose somewhere near 300,000 votes.
Because
of people,
suppression.
Because that number may be completely off, but it's a large number, much larger than is needed for him to lose this election, in other words. And that's just one state where the state, because what happened was during the 2010 election, all these Republican governors and Republican majorities in the state legislatures got in. And that was job one for them. Job one was to make sure that black and brown and poor and urban people were taken off the voter registration roll. And Pennsylvania was one of those states where they were able to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just and what they're doing is they're requiring all kinds of, you know, difficult to acquire identification papers for people. I mean, you know.
When you go out, Shakira, when you go out to talk to different women and to events and to the different things that Black Women for Obama are planning and, you know, are presenting, is this explained to them the importance of voting and what's happening with voter suppression? Do they understand that? Do they understand how necessary it is that this that they vote more than ever for this president during his second term?
I certainly hope they're getting it. I mean, I know it's being stated. I don't know that they really understand, you know, just how difficult it is. And, you know, here in New Jersey, you know, they're expecting or they're anticipating that the president is going to win the vote in New Jersey. So I think even, you know, more important for people, for those of us who live in New Jersey, which is one of the reasons why, you know, working with Black Women for Obama, the New Jersey chapter, is so that we can provide support to do phone banking and phone calling into those states where voter suppression is a major problem. Because, you know, ultimately, it's going to require that the president get electoral votes from those states that he can win. Pennsylvania is one of those states. But if people stay home or they don't, you know, they don't make the effort to go and get the kind of identification that they need in order to be able to cast a vote, he can lose this election. So,
Is there a movement within the Black church to explain the new procedures regarding voting? The new rules and regulations that may be in effect in specific states, is there that movement, do you know?
Well, I believe there is. I think that probably the Democratic Committee, you know, the DNC, Democratic National Committee, the DCCC, whatever that organization was that President Clinton was a part of, and also Obama for America. Well, I don't know about Obama for America, because I think that the 501c3 doesn't allow them to engage with the church in that way. But certainly I know that there are organizing efforts trying to get ministers on board to help them to explain to their congregations what, you know, what is going to be required. I know I heard Reverend Sharpton talking about those kinds of things.
Okay. Shakira, thank you very much. Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Yeah. That's been a little difficult.
With is it? Maybe, and I might be talking too fast for
no, it. No. The cell phone is making the sound, and, you know, it's really disruptive to us. And I guess it's my fault because I forgot to say, do not use a cell phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
yes.
That's okay. Listen, Shakira, thank you very much, and we will be talking to you again. Now, is there a number for people to get in touch with you for them to, you know, give? Maybe they might want to find out where the next meeting is going to be held. I mean, we have to have that information, and we have to have find out where these events are going to be, and we have to be very clear about it so that if we were able to get a list and a schedule of different events, right, Sandy? One way we could help right here.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So what is
your phone? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What is the phone number for you to get in touch with, for us to get in touch with you?
Probably a phone number is not great, but the best possible, the absolute best way to get in touch with me is on Facebook. You can look up my name, Shakira Abdul Ali. I'm on Facebook. I'm also a member of Black Women for Obama-NJ. On Facebook, I'm a member of BlackWomenForObama.org. I would strongly encourage everyone around the every Black woman around the country to go online to BlackWomenForObama.org. If you go to that website and you click on the link, there's a join, a join link at the top of the webpage. Just click join, put in your name, your email address. You will be alerted to everything going on. Every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a call. So
Terrific. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can email me something to that effect also, Shakira, I think you may have my email address. If not, we'll talk after the show is over. But thank you so much for that information. We'll talk to you again soon. Okay, then we have been talking to Shakira Abdul Ali, who's also in the Black Women for Obama. And if those of you who don't know about the organization, you can get to Shakira's Facebook page, and that is Shakira, S-H-A-K-I-R-A, Abdul Ali. And she is on her Facebook, so you can get to her that way, or you can get to Audrey Gatling. And her phone number is the phone number for you to reach, you know, the Black Women for Obama is 732-906-2088. And we may have a couple more phone calls coming in. I'm waiting to hear from Monique Jackson Amos, who should be calling in from Washington. And hopefully that callers, when you're calling in, please try to do not use a cell phone, because that makes it very difficult for us to get a smooth signal here in the studio. And since we are on the internet, we are dealing with not terrestrial radio anymore, but we are dealing with the, how can I say, what's in the air also to, you know.
Yeah, static, satellite.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's raining outside again or what, but it's that all that has an effect. But really, it's so important for people to really get informed about the issue and for them to really understand exactly what they're voting for. Well, now, we have to realize, too, Fanny, and I know you agree with this, that the president can't do this all by himself.
No.
If you have a problem with the president, you know, the first African-American president, well, what is your problem with the alternative?
Exactly.
Okay? Think. Mm-hmm. And politics is not necessarily the best game in town, but it just happens to be all we have.
Exactly.
And so if we can use this and work with it and, you know, really get the things that we need done in our community, there is no doubt about it. So stop the complaining, stop the negative stuff. Mm-hmm. And because I'm only saying that because some people do get negative, are negative, for no good reason.
Right.
If you don't know what you're talking about, don't call mm-hmm. or don't even be bothered. You know, but at least if you do know what you're talking about mm-hmm. and you do want some more information, then seek that information out with people who have expertise. Well,
we have to stop looking at so many of these reality shows. Because, you know, I like some of them,
mm-hmm.
but I turn them off and
yeah.
I turn the news on.
That's right.
And especially since
be aware.
President Obama has become president, I've really gotten involved with politics and I just love it. I like to watch.
Absolutely.
You know, several of the stations. I primarily watch MSNBC. I watch current news and I watch ESPN. And so that's where you're going to find out about things that are happening in the government
yeah, yeah.
and how they affect the president and how they affect us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember that if you do have problems with President Obama and some of his policies, which is what I'm thinking that might be what it is, you need to know what his policies are.
Yeah, exactly. You need to know exactly what they are. Don't believe, you know, a lot of the things that you
yeah.
see on television or you hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if we're saying something, check it out.
Right.
Check it out. And mm-hmm. if we are saying something that's wrong, believe me, we will correct it. We will also, you know,
exactly.
do the research and check it out.
That's
but
right.
you know one thing? I want to tell people, too, about a couple mm-hmm. of other things that are going on, and we're going to be getting right back to this. And I also
awesome.
Want to talk about Legal Shield.
Oh, great.
You know, that was prepaid legal at one time.
Yes.
So and we, you and I have been talking about that because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
But there is the tribute for Gus,
mm-hmm.
you know, my partner, Gus Henningberg.
Mm-hmm.
The show, when we first started to do this show months ago, as a matter of fact, I think just about a little more than a year ago now,
mm-hmm.
we were able to do the show down at the televised version of it down at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at that time, we were trying to give people information about what we were going to be doing. Gus and I really are involved with a second
mm-hmm.
you know, career or third career or fourth career. We actually reinvented ourselves.
Yeah.
And people should know about blogcasting and about radio because mm-hmm. this is the one way that you can really get your voice out there.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we here at GoPro Radio Network. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
As Gus always says, you can do your show in your pajamas and it's okay. But we have things to say. And
mm-hmm.
if we have things to say and things information to give out that maybe people can use. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to make people aware through the media, through blog casting,
mm-hmm.
through the internet. Because when you are on the internet and when
mm-hmm.
you are on an internet program,
mm-hmm.
when you are a blogger or blogcasting,
mm-hmm.
which is similar to broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. you're not only heard locally
mm-hmm.
and nationally, but darn, you're heard globally.
Mm-hmm.
People globally can hear you. For instance, when I did that program with Rick G, by the way, who now has a curriculum about
wow.
jazz and the history of jazz down there in Florida.
Yeah,
and when he called us, we were getting calls from South America, from the Alps, and from several places in Europe, and they were letting us know that they were hearing us loud and clear. That's such a thrill that we're being heard globally.
Really, really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really kind of liking this. This is the second time that Kay has allowed me to come and be with her on the radio. And it's really a lot of fun.
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, and I know there are a lot of people, you know, wondering how they can get involved. And we're going to see if we can get Jasmine in here and a few other people.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and Jean and Christy, they're all standing by, and Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
And but with Gus's tribute, as I said, it is going to be September 15th, and it is going to be at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. So what you can do for information regarding, you know, attending the tribute for Gus Henningberg, this is the number for you to call. You should call John Harmon, who is the CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce of North Jersey, and his number, everyone, is 609-571-1620. Once again, the number for John Harmon, who is the CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey. That's AACCNJ. And that number for you to call John Harmon is 609-571-1620. By the way, you will also be getting information in Positive Community Magazine. Adrian Council and Jean Nash, publishers of Positive Community Magazine, really a faith-based magazine. I don't know too many people who don't really read Positive Community Magazine because they have so much information about our community in there and so much information about the churches. And when you're talking about over communities of 80,000, 100,000, more than that, you know, in this small area, and I say small kiddingly, more than that, who are informed through Positive Community Magazine, you'll see what I'm talking about. So those of you who are interested in attending the tribute and doing a tribute to Gus, that number to get to John Harmon, who is the CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey. These are the businessmen. That number is 609-571-1620. 609-571-1620. You mean to tell me I've been talking so much and we only have 10 minutes and I have a call? We have yet to talk to Legal Shield, which is where people can get legal advice at very low price.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's a nice
legal
line.
Advice.
Hey,
legal advice at a very low price.
Yeah.
Because right now, you know, I can get all my legal, you know, stuff that I need on any, in fact, you know, the copyright issues I'm going to be dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe IRS issues that I'm going to be dealing with and a few other things.
Yeah.
All I have to do is pick up the phone and call one of the Legal Shield attorneys. And you know how much it costs me? $9.95 a month.
That's right.
That is $99, not 90, $9, N-I-N-E, dollars and 95 cents.
Yeah. And we have to say that that is, well, Kay is grandfathered in because she started with Legal Shield a while ago, quite a long time ago.
What do you mean grandfathered in? What does that mean?
It means that when she first became a member.
Can you give my age?
No, not that long ago. She came in as a member paying $9.95 a month. And now we're up to, because we have increased some of the benefits, we're up to $26.95 per month.
So people joining would have to pay $26 in this area?
Yes.
For
in New Jersey,
access to attorneys about anything, right?
About anything,
okay,
any legal issue at all. And what is our saying? We say that, well, you might not need us now, but you'll need us sometime.
I'm telling you.
And when you do need us, we're ready.
What's the number for people to call you, Sandy?
1-877-548-4611.
Give it again.
1-877-548-4611. 4611.
And one more time, and then I have another announcement.
1-877-548-4611.
Okay, so that's where you can find out about Legal Shield.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be talking to Pastor Pam Jones. I understand that she's working with women who were incarcerated, and she's been recommended to me by Michelle Baldwin, you know, who is with the North Board of Education, who always gives me information that I can use. Also, we're going to be talking with Jethro James, pastor of a Paradise Baptist Church.
Mm.
Also, we are going to be doing some of our shows from Vonda's Kitchen on West Kinney Street in Newark, New Jersey.
Mm. Making me hungry.
I know. Look, oxtail. Watermelon. Oxtails, chicken. Pancakes. Mm. Well, oh, God, I'm hungry.
Me too.
This is awful. You know?
I just had a late lunch, but I didn't have dinner. And dinner is calling me.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we're going to have to stop somewhere. But anyway, we do have a call. We only have 7 more minutes.
Mm.
And we have a whole lot to tell people about. You know, find out about the rules, the new rules and regulations you may be subjected to when you go to vote. Do not wait until the last minute.
That's right.
You don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the call.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the air? Hello?
Hi, it's Mooney. I've been waiting for a minute.
Oh.
You're on the air. Who is this?
Mooney.
Oh, okay, Mooney.
Listen, the thing is, I know I'm not supposed to call in on a cell phone, so I don't know if it's good, but the rain here has been so bad. I'm just getting a chance to call you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can you hear?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just really, I wanted to just add to just a bit that the faith-based initiatives or speaking to the churches about voting. That's one of the questions that you were asking. And some of us are finding it very difficult, to be frank about it, in the African-American churches to break this barrier that they have constructed now, which deals with the president's same-sex or actually equality of marriage. And so we are passing around a wonderful statement by Pastor Moss out of Chicago. As a matter of fact, he's the pastor of the old church where the president went. But his statement about the reason that we should vote and the whole issue of egalitarianism as it relates to our personhood is really instructive. So we are trying to get with some of the members of the church to try to influence them, to influence the pastors.
Munin, we're running out of time. I'm going to have to stop this right now. Unfortunately, you know, we're practically at the end of the show. But we will have you on again. Are you available next Wednesday for a short conversation? Hello, are you there? I think we must have lost that call. But anyway, we have just about 5 minutes. But I also want to tell people that, you know, as we were saying, there are voting restrictions that are in place.
Yeah.
And people really, you do have to find out about this. You need to call. If you need a call, someone to get this information. Here's some places where you can call. You can call your local politicians. Call their office. Mm-hmm. Call their political office. Call at their different city halls, if you will, or town halls. Call the official buildings and find out where you can go to get this kind of information. Mm-hmm. Call your libraries. Call your local newspapers. Call the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Most ministers are involved in politics in some way because
exactly.
they have to be.
Yeah.
You know? And thertherefore, you can get the information that way. Call schools and call colleges. Call libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Watch radio. Mm-hmm. Listen to television. Make sure that you're listening to, I would say, more Democrats than Republicans.
Right.
Because of the fact that the Democrats really have your best interest in mind.
Right. And you might get misdirected with the other group.
That's right. You said, and you will be misdirected. You know, there was a time that maybe, you know, some black people were involved with Republicans. But I'm telling you right now, I don't suggest
it's
it
really
if you see what's going on right now. And it's unfortunate that we have such a divided Congress.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be coming together to work for everyone, and they don't seem to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of consternation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of arguing. There's name calling. There's
mm-hmm.
politicians calling this president more nasty, dirty names than has ever happened in the history, you know, of the United States of America.
Such as that fellow Sununu, who said that he, President Obama needs to know how to be an American.
Like he was born here. Sununu was born in Cuba.
Yeah, Sununu, I heard that.
We heard
that on the way over here.
Yeah.
He was born in Cuba, so how's he questioning President Obama's birthplace?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And the fact of race is a very nasty fact.
And
people say, well, why are we talking about racial issues? Because why do we talk about race? Why do I talk about race? Because, gosh darn it, you know, it exists.
Yeah.
And as long as people have these darn racial attitudes that are negative toward me and mine, I am going to be talking about it. It is not fair. Slavery doesn't exist anymore. And no, it's not coming back. So get used to it. All right. So those of you who are negative, you know, just get ready because not on this show. We only have about 2 minutes, but the legal shield. This is some fantastic stuff.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. A woman called me about her father in Florida.
Yeah.
And he had passed. And unfortunately, she has a sister there that has taken over the estate and is not willing to share any of the assets with the rest of the siblings.
Did she call it a prepaid?
Yeah.
Lawyer,
she
legal shield lawyer?
Yes,
really?
She did. Yeah.
And
she
signed
up
right away?
Yeah.
Now, what does she have to pay for that legal advice per month?
She's going
to
be paying $26.95.
Wow, that's awful.
Per month.
That's terrific.
And so the attorneys called her and told her what has to be done in order for her and her siblings that are in New Jersey, and some of them are spread out in other states, which is the benefit of Legal Shield, because no matter what state you're in, you're going to be able to be represented. That's
What's your number
really
for people to get in touch with you again, Sandy?
1-877-548-4611.
Okay. What? Just one more time. Give it again.
1-877-548-4611.
Okay. I have 30 seconds. Don't forget, we are going to start broadcasting from Vonda's Kitchen on West Kenning Street in Newark, New Jersey. And we have a lot of other people to talk to. Want to get to Larry Ham, you know. I missed his call today. And also Kavili. Anyway, Kay Thompson, joining you again next Wednesday for a closer look with Kay Thompson and Gus Henningberg. Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Nice being here.